This audio comes to you from the Science of Mind Archives.
How to Give a Spiritual Mind Treatment by Ernest Holmes. While there are no definite formulas for a spiritual mind treatment, since there is no magic in the words we use, there are methods of procedure which can be taught and understood. And these methods, if followed, will produce definite results. And the results will always be equal to the consciousness of the one giving the treatment at the time he gives it. There are times when one person gives a better treatment than another, and there are times when one gives a better treatment himself than he does at another time, because all spiritual mind treatment is really the result of an inward awareness back of the words that we use. The whole principle of spiritual mind treatment, like prayer, is based on the theory that a power greater than we are operates on the treatment and produces the actual results. At first, this seems difficult for people to realize, since strangely enough, while we believe in law and order throughout all life and in all the sciences, when it comes to mental and spiritual principles, we seem to forsake an intelligent perspective, and in some peculiar way, feel that we are dealing either with a caprice in nature or the whimsical fancy of some deific power which may or may not respond. But there really is a science of mind and faith and prayer, if by science we mean the operation of a definite law of cause and effect. When Jesus said, "It is done unto you as you believe," he referred to this law, as though its action toward us were a logical reaction of our approach to it. First of all, "it is done" refers to a power that can and will and must respond. The statement, "as you believe" or "according to your belief," implies that the power is conditioned by the way that we are using it. And this means that its response really is a casting back to us of the reflection of our own acceptance. This is what is meant by "as you believe." Spiritual mind treatment, consciously understood and definitely used, is based on this principle and this method of procedure. It is, of course, understood that those who have prayed with complete faith and conviction have unconsciously complied with this law. They have met the requirements necessary for its response. But since most of us do not possess such faith, the average person may still enjoy the privilege of depending on a principle that responds to him by corresponding with his mental attitudes toward life. It is necessary that we point out the difference between the prayer of faith, in which everyone believes, and a really conscious spiritual mind treatment, which but very few people understand. It is necessary that we understand the difference between what we call the divine presence, which is God, and the principle of mind, which governs the law of mind in action. A principle is not a presence. And the presence of spiritual awareness in the universe, which is God, is more than a principle. The two great realities which we must affirm are, first, a divine presence of warmth and color and responsiveness, the infinite spirit and its response to us through communion. This, of course, is the essence of prayer. The next great reality is that we are also surrounded by a principle of intelligence and creativeness, which responds to us as we believe, because it operates on our belief. One is the law and the other is the presence. We should be careful to understand this. We do not believe that God is a principle. We believe that God is a universal presence in, through, and around everything. It is this presence with which we commune. We also believe in a mind principle that can be used. We do not have to inform the one or compel the other. But seeking communion with the presence, we should use the law consciously and for definite purposes. There is a certain preparation necessary for this, just as we cultivate the soil before we plant seeds in the ground, so we must cultivate our own consciousness. We must cultivate an inward awareness, filling our minds with a feeling of a great presence and the authority of a great law of good. Sometimes this means sitting quietly for a few moments, just sensing the presence, feeling it and believing it, and keeping the mind open to its influx, to a sense of peace and inward awareness. Then we must realize that our word, being the presence, the power, and the activity of the living spirit, shall not return unto us void. It actually will be done unto us as we believe, as we affirm, and as we accept. Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." And you and I have a right to expect a sign, and we should expect one. Otherwise, we would merely be talking to ourselves, or spending our time in wistful wishing or idle daydreaming. There is something dynamic and affirmative about a spiritual mind treatment. We do not deny that people are sick or unhappy or impoverished, for this would be silly. We do not deny the benefits of scientific medication or surgery or sanitation or the proper care of the physical body. We do not deny the mind with its actions and its emotional reactions. But we do affirm this, that man is a spiritual being here and now, and that he may draw upon a transcendent power here and now, that he may seek and find a new relationship of the mind with the spirit, which automatically will produce a new mind-body relationship. In introducing the subject of spiritual mind healing, we are talking about something that only persons in this field have very much knowledge of. The method and technique of spiritual mind healing is not generally understood, although most people believe in prayer and faith, and millions of people today are using some form of spiritual healing. Experience has taught that there are certain methods which will produce better results than others. And the following is a condensed but simple statement of the methods of practice used by most people in this field. Just take definite time each day to be alone and sit down, compose your mind, and think about God or harmony and peace, and try to arrive at a deep sense of calm. Then assume an attitude of faith and a power greater than you are, and say something like this: "The words I speak are the law of good, and they will produce the desired result because they are operated on by a power greater than I am. Only good goes from me, and good alone returns to me." Now you are ready to give a specific treatment for yourself. Begin by saying words similar to these: "This word is for myself. Everything I say is about me. It is the truth about my real being." You see, you are thinking about your spiritual nature, the divine reality of yourself. Say then, "There is one life. That life is God. That life is perfect. That life is my life now." Say this slowly and with deep meaning: "My body is a manifestation of the living spirit. It is created and sustained by the one presence and the one power, animating every organ, every action, and every function of my being. There is perfect circulation and assimilation and elimination. There is no congestion, no confusion, no inaction. I am one with the infinite rhythm of life, which flows through me in love, in harmony, and in peace. It is my life now." In treating for conditions, you say, "Everything that I do or say or think is governed by divine intelligence. I am guided into right action. I am surrounded with love, with friendship and beauty. Enthusiastic joy, vitality, and inspiration are in everything I do. I am conscious of divine guidance, of happiness, of abundant health and increasing prosperity. I am aware of my partnership with the infinite. I know that everything I do shall prosper. Every thought of not being wanted, of being afraid, every thought of uncertainty and doubt is cast out of my mind. My memory goes back to God alone. I have a sense of happiness and peace. I have confidence in myself because I have confidence in God. I am sure of myself because I am sure of God. I know exactly what to do under every situation. Every idea necessary to successful living is being brought to my attention. The doorway to an ever-increasing opportunity is open before me. I am continuously meeting new and larger experiences, and every day brings some greater good. Every day brings more blessing and greater self-expression. I am prospered in everything I do. I identify myself with abundance. I surrender all fear and doubt and all uncertainty, and I know that there is no confusion, lack of confidence. The presence of God is with me. The mind of God is my mind. The freedom of God, my freedom. The power of God is my power. In treating another person, you say he is. In other words, you're not treating yourself, you're treating someone else. And therefore, you are identifying your treatment with him by saying he, John Smith, is surrounded by goodness, governed by divine intelligence. He is inspired by divine wisdom. He is surrounded with love and friendship and beauty. And there is nothing in him that denies this good. Enthusiastic joy and vitality belong to him and express themselves in everything he does. He has a sense of happiness and abundance. You see, you are talking about him exactly as though you were explaining to yourself something about him, just as if you are treating yourself, you would say, I am. You now say, he is. The spirit within him knows the answer to any problem he has. It is in his own mind because God is right where he is. Therefore, he has complete confidence and trust and an abiding faith. And every idea necessary to his successful living is now operating in his mind. Then after you've done this, you could say, today, I bestow the essence of love on everything, and everyone I meet shall be lovely to me. My soul meets the soul of the universe in everyone. This love is a healing power. The law of good is flowing through me. I am one with the rhythm of its life. There is nothing to be afraid of. There is nothing to be uncertain about. God is over all, in all, and through all. And God is right where I am. I am at peace with the world in which I live. I am at home with the divine spirit in which I am immersed.
For more spiritual content like this, visit scienceofmindarchives.com.